It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Bob Uecker, the iconic radio voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades, died yesterday at the age of 90.
Evan Casey talked to fans and former colleagues about the legacy he leaves behind.
Bob Uecker was born in Milwaukee in 1934.
I did not have a lot of ability as a kid.
He joked about his childhood while giving a speech at the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2003.
My dad wanted me to have everything that everybody else had. I think the first thing that he ever bought me was a football. And I was very young, and he didn't know a lot about it. He came from the old country. I mean, we tried to pass it and throw it and kick it, and we couldn't do it, and it was very discouraging for him and for me. And we almost quit. And finally, we had a nice enough neighbor came over and put some air in it. And what a difference.
He told CBS Sunday Morning that his journey into baseball was a quick one.
You know, I got out of high school and I joined the Army and I signed a baseball contract. That's been it.
After a six-year career in baseball as a catcher for the Milwaukee and Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, and Philadelphia Phillies, he started broadcasting for his hometown team in 1971. He was a voice behind nearly every big Brewers moment in the past five decades, from Robin Yount getting hit number 3,000 in 1992 to the team clinching the Central Division title in 2018, or this call from a Ryan Braun home run.
Braun popping that bat. Now waits. Here it is. Swing and a drive to center and deep. Way back. Get up. Get up. Get out of here. It's gone for Ryan Braun.
He was the soundtrack to so many Wisconsinite summers. He was there for fans when the team won and when they lost. Play-by-play announcer Joe Block worked with Uecker in the radio booth for four seasons. He said he truly cared about the fan base.
He put on a show for them because he wanted to make sure that like everybody listening was going to have a good time that night, no matter what the Brewers did.
But he wasn't just a radio voice. He also made over 100 appearances on the Johnny Carson show. And who could forget Mr. Belvedere or this iconic role in Major League?
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
He was never afraid to poke fun at himself.
There's too many ugly things that go on in the world every day that, you know, I think people once in a while look for a laugh, whether it be, you know, looking at me as a player. If that made him laugh, that's okay with me.
He also spent much of his time in the booth reminiscing on glory days of the past. That was something longtime fan Tad Kriofsky-Manella remembers most about him. He and other fans went to American Family Field Thursday morning to pay their respects to the legend.
I saw people here already, and I figured just to mingle among other people who, you know, who may be pushing 50 like I am and haven't known a Brewer game without Uecker on the mic. So it's quite a day.
Marty Lamentz also drove to the stadium.
Definitely cried on my drive to work, and now coming out again sucks, man. I went to like 45 games this year and brought my little handheld radio into a bunch of them, and I don't know, dude, I've been alive 37 years. I've only ever heard this one dude, you know.
Outside of the Brewers team store, Michael Jack said he grew up in Wisconsin.
But it always was Bob Uecker in the summer, you know. There wasn't a day that you didn't turn it on and not wait to hear Bob talk, you know. So, but sorry.
A statement from the team said Uke's passing marks one of the most difficult days in Milwaukee Brewers history. It said he passed away in his home early Thursday morning. His family said he was diagnosed with small cell lung cancer in 2023. Details on a public ceremony in honor of his life will be shared at a later date. In Bob's own words,
so long, everybody, from American Family Field here in Milwaukee.
Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.